Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Mellow Max. My show is even more highly recommended. I am here at WMFO Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. for the rest of the summer, which is very exciting. I love having a two-hour show. And today, for my 2 hours, I am joined by...
MC Melody.
And we have quite the playlist prepared. It is sad songs and such. And it's full of sad songs. And because MC Melody has joined me, you won't be able to tell which sad songs I put on there and which ones she put on there. Okay. Because I might be a little bit ashamed. It's like, I wasn't listening to this and crying on my drive to work yesterday. No way.
Nah, that was totally me.
Same. But you just got back from vacation, so you have plenty of reason to cry in your car on the way to work.
Exactly. It's always a sad summer.
It is. And that's, you know, what I was amazed that so many of these artists have either just been here or are coming here shortly, in like August, September, for example. That last song was called Flood, and it is, it's called Flood. It's off of the album How Was Your Day? It's an EP that was released 1 week ago today on August 3rd, which is very exciting. And Stella Donnelly, the singer, is coming to Boston and playing at the Crystal Ballroom on September, I think it's the 26th. Yes, at the Crystal Ballroom. I'm very excited.
That's exciting. I also have a concert that day from another artist on this playlist. Spill Tab.
Excellent. Ooh, I think I saw that one. I think that was like towards the end of the playlist, right?
Yeah,
I liked that song. That was cool. And in the background behind me is Longing by Oliver Wakeman, who is the son of Rick Wakeman, who is the keyboardist for Yes. And also had some cool solo music. And coming up next is going to be a sad music super group. It is Boy Genius, which is Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus.
Dacus,
yeah. I figure there's like a 50-50 chance there.
So close.
So close, and yet so far. We will see you guys in a few.
Thank you. never thought I'd be evergreen. I never thought I'd be evergreen. Everybody is finding their stride. I can't get to mine. I just follow the line. You know the sun just won't shine through unless I like what I do. I never thought
Thank you.
Hello again. It is 7:23, and you're listening to Mellow Max and
MC Melody.
MC Melody, yes, musical and MC, and it works. And you're listening to our sad songs and such for the end of summer. End of summer, summertime sadness songs and such melodies that are melancholic melodies, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually snatched a couple of these songs off of my Melancholic Melodies playlist, because I believe I have a playlist by that name.
It does fit the mellow vibes.
It does. Mellow, melancholic, melodic, melody, mel. Yeah. Yeah.
All the M's.
All the M's. So let's see. What did we just listen to? We started off that set with Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy. I see, that's, I was going to get Dacus right, but I said Lukey. But Lucy Dacus, with Me and My Dog, off of their album Boy Genius.
That is their band's name.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, that's like a power group. Have they released more than just that album? Or is it,
that's all
it?
We got so far.
Yeah.
But hoping on more.
Yeah. They sound good, apart and together. After that was Leah Senior with Evergreen. She is on ATO Records, which is the American distribution label for King Gizzard's label, Flightless Records, and she is opening for King Gizzard all across the left half of this country, out west, because King Gizzard was supposed to play at Boston Calling, but then their drummer got COVID. So they canceled, and that's okay. It happens. After that was Blouse by Claro. And Claro's local.
Yes, she is a Massachusetts local. Yeah. I've seen her here before.
Very cool.
House of Blues, she also talked about her first show being at House of Blues, which was pretty cool that she got to play there.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Yeah.
That's a great first show, honestly. House of Blues, like, that's a decent venue to have your first show at.
Like, where she went, like, for her first concert.
Oh, that's even cooler.
Yeah, yeah, she watched her first concert at House of Blues, and then she finally got to play there, which was, like, you know, a good moment for her career, I'd
hope. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Very cool. And then after that, we had Cradle by Adrienne Lenker, and then Eddie Brickell with The One Who Went Away, and that song that we just had in the background was Mort Garson's Baby's Tears Blues, which isn't quite, you know, a sad song by a female vocalist, singer-songwriter person, which was kind of like the prerequisite, but it does have the word tears and blues in the name. So I think it works for
it
a voiceover
works,
song.
You know, we'll let it pass.
Yeah, and coming up next, Courtney Barnett, who is another Australian singer who is playing in Boston soon, on the 12th, in fact.
That's
Friday. Wait, no. That's August 12th, which is this Friday.
Yeah.
I meant the 12th of September, but she's playing with Lucy Dacus, Faye Webster, and Caroline Rose. That's a power grouping right there.
The 12th?
Yeah.
Oh my.
No, not in Boston. In Harrisburg. I'm guessing that is
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. What a combination. But all of them. Faye Webster's coming to Boston soon too. I didn't get tickets. You could probably get.
I could probably find a ticket.
You're
if
very
you
good
go.
At yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I might have a different concert that day. I think that one is on. Oh no, it's August 19th. It's next Friday. I don't think I have anything lined up. So if you want to try to track tickets down, that's...
I'll try and see what I can do.
Cool.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Courtney Barnett.
Thank you.
Just a fire engulfed in flames, breathing exhaust, heat away mirage. Nothing to lose till everything's really gone. It's worse than death, that life compressed to fill a page in the Sunday paper. I had a shuddering thought, this was gonna make me late for work.
I'm lost.
It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to do to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well done. Your very first on-air PSA. How did it feel?
I didn't know I was going to have to read it till 2 seconds before, so I was not prepared.
That's how I like to do it. Keeps everyone on the edge of their seat. You never know what's coming next. And yeah, so that last song was Our Love by Sloan Peterson. Before that was Gracie Abrams with Augusta. You said that you saw Gracie.
I did.
Abrams, yeah.
I saw her in February at the Sinclair.
Very exciting.
It was very exciting. Alex Page opened up for her. She's actually on the playlist later today.
Yes.
So got to see both of them the same night. It was pretty amazing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I really like the Sinclair. Do you have a favorite Boston venue?
That's hard to say. I mean, I do like the Sinclair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It's small, you know. Good vibes, honestly.
Yeah, it's just like a very intimate feeling, you know, venue. And if you like hang around outside long enough, you're gonna probably bump into the band after the show.
Yeah, I met Alex Page actually.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I met Kikugaku Moyo, which was very cool. Unfortunately, fortunately, I was with a friend who spoke some Japanese, so she just said thank you so much. You guys are great in Japanese. And it was sweet. They're a cool band. Before that was Julian Baker with Heat Wave, and I believe we're seeing Julian Baker next week.
Yeah, I believe so.
Third row.
Exciting.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
And I also saw her last October as well, so it's gonna be my second time seeing her in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And. Has she released a new album since then?
She has not.
No. Okay, so you'll probably be hearing the same things. How do you feel about that?
I like it, so I'm not disappointed. Mm-hmm. You know?
No surprises, exactly. Last time I went well. Hopefully it goes well this time too.
Exactly.
Song before that one was Leipzig, which I believe is a town in Germany, by Penelope Isles, and they are playing at Sonia, which is one of the venues belonging to the Middle East Umbrella Club area zone. They're playing there on Monday. I'm going to be going to that with a couple of friends. And it's nice because like I can like stumble out of my house and then stumble back because I live very close to there. So it's nice. Yes. Yeah. And before that was Mitski with First Love, Late Spring, which, what a song. We did see Mitski. Yes, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
She put on such a show.
Yeah, honestly, she's very into her music, like very into her performance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good dedication to have, honestly.
Yeah, like, you can definitely tell that there's, like, I mean, I was, the whole time, I was like, does she just have like a raging ego, or is this a personality that she puts on for the show?
It's for the show.
Yeah, I like
for the music.
Yeah, I was thinking like, I wonder if she's like actually really nice if you talk with her, and I had a feeling that she is.
Yeah, I mean I've seen some interviews of her and she seems very nice, you know.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, so that's Mitski. I remember listening to that song my freshman year here at Tufts in Lewis Hall. With all the sad boys. And before that was Courtney Barnett with Avant Gardner, which is another song that I found out about in Lewis with those same sad boys. And that's sad boys with an O-I-S.
Mm.
Yeah, it's It's like a capital S. It's a proper noun. Yeah. 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 Something like that. And let's see. Courtney Barnett is playing September 12th, indeed, at the House of Blues. She's playing with We Don't Ride Llamas. Which, you know, if you wanted to make a band name that makes sense, go with that. I mean, the Beatles, on the other hand, they're not bugs.
No.
That doesn't make any sense. We Don't Ride Llamas, that is truth in advertising.
Yeah, unless they actually rode a llama.
That would ruin it.
Yeah.
That'd be awful. God, the nerve. I can't even... Oh, that makes me so mad. All right, and let's see. There were so many good questions on this list before we took a break. What's your favorite dinosaur?
I don't have one. I got asked the same question last night, though, and I had the same answer.
They're all
awful. Yeah, because I do have bad recurring dreams about dinosaurs.
Yes.
As we know.
Yes, as that was something, another question from the list. what do you know Tim Curry from? do you put the cart back when you're done shopping?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, how would you describe the internet to a caveman?
Everything you could ever have dreamed of. Good or bad.
Food. Lots of food.
Mmm.
Mmm. Ah. Ooga. Internet. Good. Much food. Straight to my door with... No, you can't do ads on it. It's a free-form station. No advertisements here. But brain food. Lots and lots of brain food. Coming up next, you guessed it, more sad music. Thank you.